News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, major changes could be on the way for the Fair Deal scheme. The Irish Independent reports today that income raised from the family home being rented out while the owner of that family home is in nursing home care will now be exempt from contributions to the state's Fair Deal scheme under soon-to-be-revealed plans. And Sarah Lennon, the Executive Director of Sage Advocacy, joins me now to discuss it. Sarah, firstly, what is your reaction, I suppose, to hearing that perhaps family homes that are lying vacant while somebody is in a nursing home, that they can now be rented out and that rental income kept by the families?
And good morning. And I suppose, look, Sage Advocacy position has been for a long time that the Fair Deal is far from fair. So any reforms are to be considered. I think what we would say is that there may well be an upside to this for a lot of people. But I suppose the driver of this decision seems to be that there's homes vacant rather than necessarily the rights of nursing home residents. And I do think that we will be very concerned in Sage that there is the potential for unscrupulous people to take advantage of this new scheme.
And by taking advantage, what do you mean? Are you worried about elder abuse, people putting elderly relatives into a nursing home in order to get rental income? Is that what you're referring to?
Absolutely. I mean, I think in our work in Sage Advocacy, we've seen situations where people have been in acute hospital for short stays and family members have moved in and changed the locks. We know that the vast majority of family members care deeply about their older members. But unfortunately, in Sage Advocacy, we see a lot of the other side of it, which is people who will, I suppose, look to take advantage of the availability of property. And I think this is another opportunity where an older person could certainly be encouraged at best, coerced at worst into nursing home care prematurely so that the family home could be rented out, for example.
I'm sure that that is deeply concerning. Are there any kinds of, I suppose, checks and balances that you'd like to see therefore put in place to prevent that happening?
Well, I noted from the Independent article that the Minister for Older People has received some assurances. And again, that is assuring, but we haven't seen the detail, I think, of this scheme. One of the things that we've been promised by successive governments is safeguarding legislation that will be put in place to make sure that the rights of older people and other people who may be vulnerable are protected, that there'd be an authority that could investigate where there was issues such as this. So I think without the detail about what safeguards are being put in place, you know, we would retain those concerns until they've been resolved in some way.
Okay, I know that Sage Advocacy, who do advocate on the part of older people, have spoken before, as you mentioned, you said the Fair Deal is not always that fair, about things like additional charges in nursing home, that you might go in and you might, between the Fair Deal and whatever the family themselves pay, that covers bed and board, but then there are all kinds of add-on charges that perhaps families don't realise at the beginning. Surely being able to rent out the family home so that there was a pot of income there would help with things like that. So if there were additional charges for transport or for you know, aids or for things like physiotherapy or occupational therapy or these types of add-ons that people sometimes are levelled with charges for, surely that rental income would ease that for the person in the nursing home and indeed their families, maybe preventing them from falling into, as you have described it, a Fair Deal poverty trap.
There's genuinely the potential for the scheme to help with that. And as you know, as you're aware, many older people end up in very precarious financial positions and indeed in poverty while in receipt of state support in some way. I think that the worry would be that you know, that money wouldn't make it to the older person for that use. And of course, look, and I don't think we've time to get into it today, but there is a need to look more systemically at the whole area of care and why there is a twin track of public and private nursing homes, where people who do have to put their hand in their pocket for things like physiotherapy and occupational therapy or other types of supports as well. So yeah, there is an upside if it's done really well and the safeguards are put in place. The money gets to the person who owns the property and also that it's their choice. And I think that's going to be the hardest part, to make sure that the nursing home resident at the heart of it all is the one making the decision and it's their choice.
Yeah, and I take your point entirely, and as someone who had a mum in a nursing home myself for a long period of time, there is some merit in this, insofar as that I remember she wasn't in the nursing home very long, maybe only 3 months or 6 months, when the house started to become an issue because the pipes were bursting and the windows were leaking. And, you know, a house that is not lived in will kind of go to rack and ruin quite quickly. So I see the merit in this. But obviously your concerns around elder abuse can't be dismissed. But lastly, what kind of proportion of people do you think are vulnerable to elder abuse? Is it a tiny proportion of people, or is it worse than that?
It's difficult again to say, because our experience in SAGE would be that a lot of people who may be facing elder abuse, or what you would describe, often don't want to report it, or don't want to be the one to point the finger at a family member, a close family member. And I think there's enough evidence out there to say it's probably more prevalent than people think, and it can be very subtle as well. And I think the fact that our laws around coercion don't always apply to a mother daughter or a father son relationship as well is another reform, because coercion can be, as you're aware, far more subtle than necessarily very blatant elder abuse.
Look, absolutely. Listen, thank you for all of that insight. That is Sarah Lennon there, Executive Director of SAGE Advocacy.